Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bam, bam, bam. Morning. Yeehaw. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Remember that? Remember that? One of the oldies. Remember when the old lady in the neighborhood would give you an apple? Remember that? Do you remember when one of the old folks would answer the door and they'd have like a box of cookies?
Here, take one.
Remember that? Hey, do you remember that when the really grumpy old guy would give you like a couple pennies and you'd throw them back at his house? Remember that? Trick or treat, man. It was epic when I grew up. We used to go as bums. You're not allowed to call anyone a bum anymore. I don't know what they are now. I have no idea. They're millennials. We used to go as bums. We used to scour the entire hood, me and my boys. We would get pillowcases, man. You know, life-size, big-time pillowcases and fill that bad boy with candy. It was huge. That was living. Man, we used to go everywhere. I grew up in Groovy Side, but I kind of grew up in the poor section down by the railroad tracks underneath the Aiken Avenue Bridge. We didn't live under the bridge, but close. And there's some zillionaires in Groovy Side. We used to go to the zillionaires' houses and get the big candy bars. We were out all night, me and my boys. Big bags. My kids don't eat candy. Man, you just don't. Couple pieces here and there. I bought $150 worth of candy. I'm not kidding. Big bags, man. I love the trick-or-treaters. They are cool. Absolutely adorable. We'll get 400. Seriously. If it rains really hard, three-something, people come out still, man. I'm glad they didn't bag it in Mount Lebanon. I'm glad. It's a great night, man. My wife makes chili. We used to all go out as a family in the same kind of outfits, but the kids get older and they want to hang with their people, so that's fine, too. Time marches on. It's a great night. The only thing I suggest is with your kids is those masks. If they're out in the dark, they trip and fall, and then stuff gets wet and they slip. I've seen that. Just be careful about that. You know, we say the same thing every year, Halloween safety tips. The valid tip, though, man, is headlights on cars. Cars. Because kids get all jazzed up and they get all jacked up on that sugar. And they go running into the street and it's bad. That's the only tip I would give you. And teach your kid to be kind, man. You know, I get all kinds of kids at my house. You can tell the kids that are raised right. So I don't give out the big shot candy bars. Even though you know I'm a big shot, right? I give out the little bars, but I say, take a handful. Seriously, we bought several thousand pieces of candy. The kids that are raised right, they walk up, they say, trick or treat, and then they take one piece of candy, and you tell them to take more. There's always that one jag-off teenager, I'm allowed to say it, it's in the dictionary, who grabs like two handfuls, and I'll say, my man, I know you're shaving now and you're a big shot, but put half that back. But 99% of the kids, 99% of the kids are just, I love Halloween. My man Andrew, look at him out there wearing his karate outfit. There's that one guy that comes into work, the one guy wearing the little outfit, right? You see him out there, Mia? Someone didn't give him the memo. Someone didn't tell him the memo was a joke, and he came in a whole karate getup. Am I missing something? Is there some kind of a karate group lesson here at work today? No. He's a grown man. He's got some kind of a taekwondo thing on. He's the only guy in the whole building. Send him in here. Mia, anybody? Come on, have him come in here. I need to ask him why he wore that getup to work. Come on in here. Yeah. Come on, buddy. He's the one guy. Maybe he's a tough guy. Maybe he wants us to know that we can't keep bullying him. And he wore his little... You wore your little kung fu fighting thing today.
My gi.
There's 150 people working here, and you're the only guy with the costume. Did you miss the memo? That was a joke.
I guess I... Well, nobody's going to mess with me, though, right?
Well, we're worried about your son. He's the black belt.
Yeah.
You're not squat, right?
No, he could take me.
He could take you. You're the only guy... You like Halloween, I'm guessing.
Yeah, why not? It's one day a year.
You look... Yeah.
I wore a shirt under it, so it's not like a sexy...
I hope you don't have to do anything professional today other than work.
Well, this is as professional as I get.
So. You like Halloween? I love it.
You're dressed up, right?
I'm dressed up as a doofus every day. Thanks, man. One guy. Whole building has an outfit on. Gotta love it. It's Marty. When a loved one passes, it can be unbelievably traumatic and difficult to manage. And I learned this firsthand. Lost both my parents in a short period of time. And there are a lot of issues, emotional, and then there's financial issues. What if they have a house? What if they have property? What if they have belongings? What about taxes? What about your siblings? All these questions. And you know who had all the answers? My friend Julian Gray. He's an elder law attorney. He has 9 of them at his firm. He's been representing my family for about 3 years, seriously, and has done an unbelievable job. 888-402-5680. In fact, we just sold a piece of property that my parents owned, and he's taking care of the taxes and the closing and all the questions that you don't have answers for. This is the place to go to make sure you're not afraid, and they'll take care of you at grayelderlaw.com. 888-402-5680. I have met some heroic figures in the last year as we collectively as a community rallied around this amazing man, Nick Erster, who was a volunteer at 9/11, who became ill from it, and who died a few days ago. We have rebuilt his house from the roof into the basement, and his beautiful wife, Margaret, is in mourning, as we are. In the process of grieving the loss and celebrating his life, some amazing people have stepped up and done amazing things, from the roofers to the carpenters to the plasterers. The volunteers to put up the siding, you name it, I've seen it firsthand. And then he dies, and you folks have stepped up and donated $15,000 for his funeral and other expenses. And then, talk about heroic figures, the amazing men and women of the American Legion of White Oak have stepped up. And I wanted to grab them because I've learned so much about the greatness of this region with this crusade of sorts we've been on for this great man, this great, great man, Nick Erster. I wanted to bring my friend Glenn Linen to this from the American Legion. Glenn, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Marty. How are you?
I'm fabulous. The American Legion's history is remarkable. And what you have done over the years to support your community and veterans is astounding. And it comes as no surprise as what you've done for Nick and Margaret Erster and their friends and family. Would you please tell our listeners, because I find it amazing, sir.
Well, following the story through you and listening to that, when we learned of Nick's passing, we reached out to Sue Striffler from Striffler's Funeral Homes and offered our facility and our catering kitchen to provide everything after the funeral on Saturday for the repast.
This is amazing. So first, you called and you donated the hall, which is enough. And then yesterday you call me and say, you know what? That wasn't enough. We're going to do more. We're going to provide everything. What was it? What is it that motivates you to greatness like this, Glenn?
Well, Marty, we worked very hard throughout the year to not only support our veterans, but also our local community, scholarships for high school seniors, veterans programs, first responders, and we just felt that that was the least we could do for Nick.
Well, I think what you're saying is so profound and it's so spot on, because a lot of folks who are ignorant think that this is a place where you go and have a beer and that's all you do. But you do a hell of a lot more, and this underlines that. And how you stepped up here when you didn't have to is magnificent, my man. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart to the Glenn Lynn, the American Legion in White Oak. Unbeknownst to me, I get this call out of the blue from Margaret, by the way, Glenn. And she's crying. And she just left a sit-down meeting with you, and she's crying with joy over what you've done to make Nick's passing easier for her, which is very, very painful. And I can't thank you enough, sir.
Well, that's hard to do, you know, to when you're planning a funeral at a time like that.
And
if we could ease that burden of, we're anticipating a fairly large funeral, and at a time like that, who wants to worry about catering?
I agree. But so you didn't have to do it, my man, and you did it, and your people are volunteering, and you're donating, and it's fabulous, sir. Thank you, sir, very, very much.
Well, thank you, Marty.
Anytime, anything you need, man, we're here. That's cool. Anytime you lose faith, you find it again with guys like that, and the men of the American Legion and the women of the American Legion in White Oak, Glenn Lynn. Man, that's cool. Funeral services, the viewing is tomorrow 2 to 8, and then the funeral is Saturday morning at the Striffler Funeral Home in White Oak, and they couldn't be nicer. The wonderful, wonderful folks. Margaret's hanging in there, but she's in tremendous pain. As we all are. We've cried a lot in the last few days. But we've learned a lot about ourselves and about greatness. I'm bouncing around a lot here. I'm going to snag Rich Fitzgerald this morning because the mayor just pulled this ridiculous move. This unbelievably far left, unbelievably out of touch move the mayor did. And it just irritates me to no end. Look, I normally don't fight with the mayor, and I don't know if we call this a fight because he doesn't fight back. He just tweets ridiculous things, and I haven't picked on him in the longest time. It's been years, but the truth hurts. This guy comes out and tells a public forum that this region will not progress without any fossil fuels. Get rid of all of them. Get rid of the cracker plant. No more cracker plant. Done. Gone. It's a waste. So he wants to jeopardize thousands of jobs and billions of dollars. To do what, sir? Wind farms. Before I do that, I want to snag Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. Good morning.
Hi, Marty.
What's up?
Hey, what I caught about was the John Cigna had a Halloween show every year when he was working 9 to 12.
Nice.
He'd go to haunted houses.
Nice.
I actually caught it.
Nice. But I love John Cigna. He was a great, great man. He was a big, big star. He's missed every day.
What?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Had a horrible connection with you today, pal. I always appreciate you, though. You know, people say that Trump makes bonehead statements. Okay. Okay. That's fine. How about Peduto? Trumpudo. Trumpudo, as we named him. He knows it because he texted it to me one day. Trumpudo tells a group of people, now it's all over the papers, that all these chemical plants need to go away. Anything, clean gas, all of it needs to go away. All these jobs. What's your replacement, sir? We going to plant trees? Paper airplanes? No? Recycling? Manure fields? What's your plan to replace billions of dollars in jobs, sir? Huh? Man. Trumpudo. Oh, man. Trumpudo. Jag off. That's probably going to be... I'm allowed to say jag off. It's in the dictionary. It's just... Bill Peduto, man. You know, look, he's the mayor. He can say what he wants, and he does. It's fascinating to me how we go after Trump daily because of his big mouth, and Peduto's is bigger. He's embarrassing us. One of the greatest things to happen to this region in the last 10 years. This is bipartisan, man. I'm speaking for everybody here, aside from Peduto. Is this cracker plant and the jobs and the future and the side jobs and the side businesses and the prospect and the possibility of more. So what does Trumpudo do? He tells a whole group of like-minded folks who have no plan to replace those jobs or create any buzz in the economy. Let me be the first to say that I oppose any additional petrochemical facilities. We don't have to become the petrochemical and plastic center of the U.S. I will not support any more petrochemical facilities. Groups asked me to oppose the Shell cracker plant, but the ring is out of that bell, whatever that means. We can't put it back. But building more such operations will come at a cost of new companies looking at and locating in Pittsburgh. Name one, sir. Name one company that said, we don't like development. We don't like progress. We don't like clean natural gas. We like recession. We like vacant properties. We won't come to a flourishing Pittsburgh. Go deep into recession again. Shut everything down. Then we'll head your way. Then he does this crap. But building more, these companies won't come here. Companies don't want to live in a frack field or downwind from more petrochemical plants. Living downwind has a direct effect. It's a lie. I had to grab our Rich Fitzgerald, who actually had a lot to do with this cracker plant, with former Governor Tom Corbett, which what was so exciting about it being bipartisan. It just irritates me this morning. Fitz, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. No city has benefited more from the shale revolution than the city of Pittsburgh. No region has benefited, not just our county, but our entire region. For 30 years after we lost the steel industry, parents were resigned to the fact that when their kids grew up here, they were going to leave for other opportunities. For the last 12 years, that has changed. And it's when we found the biggest find of natural gas under our feet. We're at the very beginning of how to make sure that we capitalize on this. The cracker plant, as we call it, right, has brought $7 billion of wealth into this region that has not just provided our building trades with full employment that they are at right now, but for engineers, for geologists, for law, for the hotel industry, the culinary industry. These coffee shops are popping up, not because we love coffee so much, but because of the wealth that all the people have to spend. This is the first time. I'll never forget seeing the Marcellus Shale thing in 2007, right, and I realized we have hope. We have hope for the future, and we want to make sure that, yes, we make it here. Plastics are going to be made. I mean, we use plastics in all of the things that we do. We use steel. We want it to be made here. Yes, we want it to be made safely. Absolutely. And if a company's doing the wrong thing, they should be fined. They should be, in some cases, they might have to be shut down if they do the wrong thing. Just like we do with drivers who get two or three violations on their driving license. We don't shut down the automobile industry. We put regulations in place to make it work. But for anybody to think that this growth of this region over the last 12 years just happened without this industry is just flat wrong.
Hey, Fitz, has anyone ever come to you and said, Mr. Fitzgerald, we love the region, but because you have that petrochemical plant, we're not coming to the region? Has one person
I meet with companies every single day, and nobody has brought that up. What they want to know is, do we have workforce? Do we going to have transportation? Are you going to have enough skilled workers to meet my needs? Whether it's a robotics company, whether it's a cracker plant company, whatever it might be, a manufacturer, they want to know what we have. And our air is way better than it's ever been over the last 10 years. We've totally continued to improve. For some of the folks that want to see everything shut down, it will never be perfect enough. But when you have 1 million cars on the road in Allegheny County, we have 1 million cars registered to drive in Allegheny County. And guess what they burn? They burn oil. and that puts carbon footprint up into our atmosphere. If we converted those cars to natural gas, that would have such a reduction in the carbon footprint that we all care about. And by the way, global warming is real. So for the people on the far right,
right,
that want to deny
right
science, they're just as bad as the people on the far left that think we can do away with fossil fuels and everything will be fine. The other thing that I think people need to realize is the cost of heating your home is 70% less than it was 12 years ago. I can't think of any product that you buy, from the grocery store to your housing cost to your transportation cost, that is 70% less. That because of the surplus of natural gas that we have here, it has saved the average homeowner $1,200 a year in their energy cost. That's a lot of money we're saving for people, and I don't want to turn that around.
Hey, Fitz, to shut down this plant, as he suggests, to not ask for further development, it would destroy the economy that's exploding in this region. 100 cranes at that site right now. 100, sir.
I think it's closer to 200,
is
what I heard.
Okay.
But the fact is, there's like 6,800 people working out there, iron workers, steel workers, iron workers, carpenters, steam fitters, et cetera. And by the way, we're not doing it in the city. We're
right
not going to do it in the city. But I don't think that the city should be telling people in Greene County and Washington County how they should live either. I think we've got to, let's stay where we are. We're not going to put a cracker plant in Lawrenceville. I wouldn't support that. I absolutely wouldn't support that. But I don't want to tell the people in Greene County, in Beaver County, in Washington County, how they should live either. Beaver County has seen a resurgence of what's going on because of what's going on with that Shell petrochemical plant. And I think we need to support what they're doing every bit as much as we want them to support what we're doing here in the urban core.
You're irritated by what the mayor said.
Well, I don't know where it came from. It was hard to believe that we have, I guess we have people out there and other groups that were part of yesterday that
don't make
want
excuses
to see
for
shut
him.
Down.
Don't make excuses for him. You're irritated by what he said. And have you talked to him yet?
I have not.
No, he won't call you back.
No, I called him yesterday. I'm still waiting to hear.
And so you're going to express this to him, I guess.
Oh, we've talked about this. I've talked about this for a long time, how important this is.
Yeah, but you never knew he was going to say shut it down.
No.
No, you didn't.
No.
Rich Fitzgerald,
no.
I appreciate your honesty, man.
All right, Marty.
We'll talk to you.
That's
ridiculous. Trumputo going off the handle yesterday, suggesting the cracker plant needs to be shut down. No more new development. Anybody living downwind is in jeopardy. We need to have green, clean jobs. Done. He offered no jobs, no windmill programs, no paper airplane building, manufacturing plants, no tree planting, manufacturing plants, no farming in the city, growing whole grain wheat to turn into bread, just shut everything down, to hell with the jobs, the development, the billions of dollars, and the hope, won't call Fitz back. Won't call labor leaders back. Trumputo. Man, it's obnoxious. It really is. It's detrimental to the health of this region. It's arrogant and ignorant by definition. Mayor, what's your plan? Huh? Bill in Lawrenceville, thanks for holding.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, man.
See, Rich Fitzgerald is a Pittsburgh Democrat.
Yeah.
When Amazon interviewed Bill Peduto, he said the most important thing to them was bike lanes.
I remember.
Which proves he's a San Francisco Democrat, and I'm not talking sexual. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He is, but it's ignorant. And I'll tell you what it does. It creates all this anger and frustration. All the union guys are saying, Mayor, what the hell are you talking about? We have thousands of jobs at stake.
That's why they vote for Trump now.
It's
he
true.
Doesn't get it.
By the way, he nailed it.
He doesn't get it.
Bill just nailed it. That's why people vote for Trump. What you did, Mayor Peduto, that's a fabulous commentary. What you did was you took every union guy that's on the fence about Trump, and you took him off the fence. It's ignorant, man. Mayor never calls here, so it's irrelevant. Trumputo. But what he's doing is relevant. Creating harm to this region. So frustrating. David and Moon, good morning.
Yes. Marty, I think a lot of good comments were made about the intemperate nature of Peduto and Trump, I think, hurts this region in Peduto's case and the country.
It does.
In Trump's case.
It does, sir.
You know, when you don't think before you speak, and you have views that are extreme, whether it's on the extreme left or the extreme right, and in Peduto's case, he offered no alternative.
He didn't, sir.
See, that's the worst possible thing. At least if he had a list of alternative, a list of facts, like Mr. Fitzgerald had a list of facts of what's happening good in this region because of this. Okay, but he had no...
Nothing.
He was unfiltered in his comments.
He was. He had people cheering for him, and he got into his head. Ross and Braddock, quickly.
He's making an argument I've made for five last years. Metropolitanism, the county of Pittsburgh. We don't need a mayor's office. We don't. Pittsburgh should become Allegheny County, but we love the Pittsburgh name, the county of Pittsburgh, because Mr. Peduto, like the gentleman has said, has made statements that goes against this region's interests.
Ross is spot on, man. Nailing it today, brother. Ignorant by definition. Trumpudo. This guy, this jag-off, and I'm allowed to say it because it's in the dictionary, to go out and tell hundreds of people that he wants to shut down the petrochemical plant, the cracker plant, eliminate billions of dollars in development, lose thousands and thousands of jobs. It's just flat-out ignorant. And guess what? He stepped on the toes of Rich Fitzgerald. He kicked him right in the... And guess what? He won't call him back. And the union guys, he won't call them back. What kind of leader is that, man? Hey, the only way you're going to get him is over that bar he drinks at on every single night, the Cappy's place. Catch him at the bar, ask him what he thinks about destroying billions of dollars of development in Pittsburgh. It's flat out ignorant. Just irritated me to no end this morning on Halloween. Mayor, this ain't no trick or treat. This is the real world, man. Good morning. Can't see your name. What's up?
Hey, Marty. Hey, you know, he does all this stuff with the homeless people, and then he wants to get rid of jobs.
Right.
What's the guy? I don't get him. Has anybody tried to give a mental evaluation of the guy?
It's
or
just plain ignorant. What he was doing was he was getting attention. Oh, Mr. Peduto, green jobs. What's that mean? We're going to make windmills. Huh? Paper airplanes.
Yeah.
Paper airplanes. Let's have a paper airplanes plant. That'll create a lot of jobs in Pittsburgh. It's just, and Fitz is angry. You won't even call him back. Warren, Menaka, go ahead.
Hey, Marty, I got one suggestion for every oil field and gas field worker out there that wants to protest Mr. Peduto.
Right.
I think we all put hashtag oil field cash on our dollar bills and every receipt we sign in the city of
right
Pittsburgh. Let them know where the money's really coming from.
What he's doing is he's taking all these union guys and hardworking Teamsters and carpenters, and they're going to vote for Trump. That's what he's doing. He's
exactly.
Giving Pittsburgh to Trump.
Exactly.
It's exactly.
And it's terrible because, you know, my dad worked in the steel mills in the city of Pittsburgh, and he did it for 30 years. And I'm in the oil field right now, and I love it.
It's absolutely been amazing for this region, man. And clean natural gas is the future. It's been gold under our feet, and they can't ship that to China. It's obscene what the mayor did.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.